This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
So what do you think, Doctor? What do you think of the leg? Is it, I know you, because it feels hollow in there.
Sorry, we were just discussing over here. We're medical professionals and we were just discussing what we thought.
Yeah, that's why I came. Because I really need to get this whole thing figured out because...
Just give us one
just
second.
Just one more second.
Yeah.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah, you're reading my chart. Yeah, this is... And this is all self-disclosed. I disclosed all of this to the hospital.
Hey, man, we just need one second. I know that medical jargon can go over your head.
Yeah,
we're just sort of doing doctor stuff over here.
Hey, just real quick before my colleague and I step away. One, can we have a pair of your underwear to put in the freezer just because we need to take some samples? And then two, can you hold up this mirror?
Yeah, the nurse already took my underwear for the freezer.
I'm going to turn down the lights, and the other doctor's going to stand behind you here. We're just going to go, Bloody Mary.
Okay, seems so inappropriate.
Bloody Mary. And how do you feel?
I mean, the leg is really the issue.
He's cured. Thanks for coming in.
It's light as a feather and stiff as a... Come on!
That'll be three sheep bones.
On Yelp, they're the best doctors in the world. So what am I supposed to do?
Hey, JBC, you're back from the doctor early. How'd it go?
Really good.
Oh, good.
Awesome powers.
What the hell's the powers? Yeah, kind of.
Well, Aaron and I made you a cake just to celebrate your leg being whatever. Aaron, you
made me a cake for my leg being fake.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather.
This cake looks awful, by the way.
Yeah,
How did you make this thing?
Well, it's very light. It's like
air.
A meringue.
Into a cupcake,
but it's stiff as a board. So we overcooked it. We overcooked meringue, and that's your cake. That's your cake, and you can eat it, too, because this is an episode of Hey, Riddle, Riddle. I'm Adel Rifai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm the cake boy, Aaron Keefe.
Something's wrong here.
Aaron, how do you feel about being the cake boy?
I don't hate it. Do I like it? Yes, I do. I like it.
And the world is dying to know, why are you nicknamed the Cake Boy?
Well, I can help here because, and this is a kind of an honorific, but if Aaron was just a little bit younger, she could have been the Cake Boy at my wedding.
Oh, that would have been such an honor to be the Cake Boy.
You mean the little kid who walked down the aisle with a big thing of cake and he tripped, fell face first into it, and everybody laughed at him?
No, that was the caterer's son, and he almost ruined the wedding.
That's so funny.
The cake boy was that 22-year-old with all that ass.
Yeah, he was
the groomsman with all that ass.
So anyways, how's it going?
Air's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. GPC, you good?
Yeah, Aaron, I'm also doing pretty good. I don't know about you guys, but you have partners, and oftentimes we'll share anecdotes on the show about something that our partner has done, maybe something that quasi embarrassing or like a flub of some sort, and we'll share that as like an anecdote on the show. Do your partners ever tell you or do something or something happens and they turn to you and say, "You cannot talk about this on the podcast"? Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
All three of us are in the same boat.
Yeah. So So I just thought it was very funny because, like, in my opinion, I don't talk too much about like shenanigans like that on the podcast, but it is also very funny that I could at any time, and there are times where it gets shut down immediately.
There must be something that flashes behind our eyes where we go, like, you can just tell, you're like, oh, Aaron wants to tell Adel and JPC that so bad. He can like sniff it from a mile away. He'll do something and be like, don't.
Yeah, my eyes roll like a jackpot reel and land on cherries.
This cannot make it onto the podcast.
Gemma
this
goes, cannot make it on. Don't say it.
So JPC, what did you do?
What did you not?
Nothing happened in my life. Nothing happened.
Something happened.
You
know, obviously something happens. It's always happening over here. Everything's always happening over here. But I will say that there was a time very recently, I don't even remember what it was, because my mind was not like, this was not like a fun story, like a detail to share, but I gotta do not say that on the podcast. And I was like, I wasn't even going to, but now I want to.
Yeah.
Once it's forbidden, once the fruit is forbidden, of course we're going to pluck it off the tree and take a big bite.
I'm going to get in big trouble for it. Of course I was.
That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden, is because Eve told God something Adam did.
That's what they say, that happened.
So in like 2019, we recorded 3 episodes in a day, much like we're doing today, a little peek behind the curtain. And I got into that recording and Sean had not yet cleaned the microwave of our apartment that we had just moved into together.
When and now he's
my one ask.
With dirty microwaves?
Yes. And then so I mentioned it over the 3 episodes. Sort of just like, put pressure. Go, you had 4 months to clean this microwave. You haven't done it yet. Now, it is 2023, about to be 2024. Sean still gets messages, comments, even in sitcom D&D. It's like, yeah, like Sean cleaning the microwave. So I am aware now.
Yes, that, of your power.
And I appreciate people being on my side in that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But I have to be more careful now because I don't want... Now he's the microwave guy, and he didn't ask to that to be
no,
there.
He didn't. Yeah, you did that to him, kind of did it to himself. I guess that's fair. Yeah, you don't want to like set your partner up as being the microwave guy forever. So Aaron, I guess you learned your lesson from that.
I do like the sort of perfect storm of you recording back to back to back episodes, and in between you're like, he still didn't clean the microphone, the microwave. So I like the idea of like he had a 3-hour grace period. And he did not do it during that time, and that really fucked him over.
You know, some people, you can't tell them to do a chore in 3 hours. You have to say, do a chore on your own time.
Your own time.
He had 4 to 5 months.
Oh, well, then hold on. Then he's not off the hook. Absolutely message him, dirty little microwave.
I think we still, if you're a sitcom D&D, you have to listen to both sitcom D&D and Hey Riddle Riddle, or else don't message Sean. But if you listen to both, you're free to message Sean. Hey, clean the microwave today. Just a little
reminders. No, don't. He's going to be so mad at me.
Sitcom D&D, of course. No, please. The D&D stands for Dungeons and Dirty Microwaves.
Exactly.
Oh, no, please don't do that to Sean. He's a nice guy. We don't need a doll to clean the fucking microwave.
Although, Aaron, I can't remember. We recorded 3 episodes yesterday as well, a little peek behind the curtain. And I can't remember what episode it was or what type of episode. It could have been a main feed, could have been a Patreon. You said, doesn't the Pillsbury Doughboy kind of look like Sean?
Don't message him about that. Let's try to keep that under the radar. I mean that in the best way. I mean that in how blue the Pillsbury Doughboy's eyes kind of way. Not in that he has a hat like that kind of way.
I have seen Sean.
He has a hat like that? Yeah, time, Sean's like, you think I have a hat like that? What am I hearing on the podcast that you think I have a hat like that?
Babe, you think I have a hat like that? One time we were recording and Sean walked by in the background of Aaron's video and he was naked from the forehead down except for he had a little chef's hat on.
Okay, it's going to be hard to beat the Pillsbury Doughboy rumors when he's doing stuff like that. And that I get.
He's trying to cultivate a brand.
And that's on him.
Just making noises at each other, I realized that the 3 of us, remember when we used to talk about like what trio we are?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I feel like we're kind of the hyenas from...
Lion King. I call Whoopi.
I knew you would.
I'm Ed, of course. Right?
Oh, Ed. I think Ed is... Well, Eddie...
Oops, all Eds, maybe?
Oops, all Eds.
Or 3 Eds.
Is Ed the one that just kind of like slobbers and jabbers and like he doesn't really... Yeah. Then that's me, for sure.
Is that not all of us?
I feel like a lot of movies, I don't know where this trope stems from, but I feel like there's a lot of movies where it's, if there's like henchmen, one of them is just like a, like just kind of makes noises or.
They can only write for two. Yep. You know, we are fresh out of ideas.
Oh, fuck. But Who Framed Roger Rabbit, there's the weasels, and one of the weasels is just kind of like, he doesn't really do anything. He's just kind of crazy.
Isn't it the easiest thing to do? To be like, don't write more dialogue for him. Let's just have one guy go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we'll hire, what's the guy from Firefly? We'll hire that guy.
Alan Tudyk.
We'll hire Alan Tudyk, and he'll just kind of do some high-pitched weirds.
You know what I just realized? Every villainous animal and or animal sidekick in Disney movies has a podcast now.
Wait, what? Explain.
Don't they all have the vibes of someone who would have a podcast?
So you're telling me Flotsam and Jetsam, Ursula's eels, have a sports talk radio?
Yes.
Sports talk podcast.
One of the two, Panic and Pain, for sure, are talking about how girls don't want to date them.
I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. You guys are Ursula's eels, Flotsam and Jetsam, and you have... Adel said sports, but and then Aaron said girls don't want to date them. It's like a current events pop culture podcast, but Ursula's two eels and you have that podcast.
Welcome back to All the Eels.
All the Eels.
We're here to talk about your eelings. You send us questions and we give advice.
We were just talking on the last episode about how females don't know how good they have it.
They have it so good. In this day and age, you can't be a proud white eel.
Scene. I'm looking it up because let's talk about all these podcasts that they have. This is important. I'm sorry.
Aaron, I also thought you said females when you said females at first. And I was like, that's pretty fun.
That's pretty
it's
good.
An eel who says females.
Doesn't in Moana, isn't there a chicken that just goes meow, meow, meow? And that's Alan Tudyk.
Definitely a podcaster.
Yeah.
LeFou for sure has a podcast.
Remind me who LeFou is. Oh, yes.
Talking about being in love with your friend.
Dunks like the Knicks, scores 3 points like the Knicks.
Mr. Smee, for sure.
No one's third Striped
shirt, place glasses like that. He has got a podcast.
Yes.
Iago, Kronk. The Evil Stepsisters. Hello. Of course they have a podcast.
Absolutely.
That's on TikTok.
They have like a call. What's the Call Her Daddy? They have like a Call Her Daddy style podcast where they're just
talking. Like Jasper and Horace from 101 Dalmatians for sure has a podcast.
Okay.
That dog from Pocahontas has a podcast.
Aaron, can I say something? Aaron, can I say something?
What?
This is incredible. I almost wish you would stop because you should start this podcast. That's just every week
each
it's
episode.
A different Disney character hosting a podcast.
All of them. I'm actually looking at a little photo montage of all of them, and literally all of them look like podcast hosts.
Aaron, can we get you to do a limited run? Can we get you to do a limited run? Just like an 8-episode run of Disney characters.
And it's only you. It's on Patreon. We still split the money three ways.
I'm sort of already on a Disney villain podcast.
Non-negotiable. We split the money three ways.
It's called Hey Riddle Riddle.
So. Okay, that sucks to hear that you're on a podcast. Oh, wait, that's the one I'm on. It's okay. Cool. Yes. It's cool because I'm on it. I just heard I'm on a podcast, and I was like, this sucks.
We are. Yeah, we are. And it's a riddle podcast, so buckle up, bud. Speaking of that.
Welcome back to Cooking with Gaston. What you're going to want to do, low and slow.
he has like a gym bro podcast where he's just like,
no
you got to get
like
protein
like
in early
no
in the
sucks
morning.
Like Gaston.
Sucks like Gaston. Talking about sucking on a cooking podcast? What is this?
Ribs. yes, let's. We can't. I just got texted a cease and desist from old cryogenically frozen head himself. So let's
move on. Isn't Mr. Walter Disney? He's pretty litigious, right? So actually, Aaron, you can't do that podcast. We'd actually get fucking sued to our
fucking
holes.
Walter? Such reverence. Walter?
That's what he told me to call him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Walter. Let's get into some riddles. Here's our first riddle. High and lows and noblemen's castles and teaching arithmetic to rascals. Hard as a bone and flat as paper, it can only be procured in nature.
Is this going to be like your
calculator.
Ass or like your butt?
Aaron was closer with calculator.
Abacus.
Costellicus.
I do want to see a scene. This is
Lila's so funny. God
this
damn
is
it.
Ancient ancient Greece. We're in ancient Greece. At the time they just called it Greece.
Yeah.
And this is the comedy act stylings
of the Great War.
Abacus and Castellicus.
Hey, you ever go to the forum? Abacus?
Of course, Castellicus. We're at the forum right now.
Hold for applause. Oh. Hold for applause. Wait, why did you have that reaction to that?
I'm surprised. I'm in the forum. I thought I was in the ducks, the aqueducts, because you keep quacking about.
Come on, man. Stick to the script.
Okay, you go.
You're losing him. You're losing him.
You go.
But by the way, Castellicus.
Yes, Abacus?
Did you happen to watch the Greco wrestling match yesterday Eve?
Do yes. Something with orgies.
Well, we'll get there, man. We have a long set. Who was the name of the person engaging in the Greco tussle?
Oh, Hubicus was it? Hubicus.
Not Hubicus on first again.
What Thorleo are you talking about? Who? Because is the
I told
name
you we needed more rehearsal.
And two giant
and
doors lift
me.
Up and lions come running out.
No, this is good. We're doing good.
Scene. very good.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah,
the
let me read this
riddle.
It's hard because that routine is so scripted to come up with on the fly, but also have to do the ancient Greek stuff. It's like, it gets difficult to do.
Yeah, through that filter. Here we go. Let me read it again, and then I'll give you some hints, maybe. High and low in noblemen's castles, and teaching arithmetic to rascals. Hard as bone and flat as paper, it can only be procured in nature. Any other guesses before I give a hint?
A leaf?
A bark? Is this bark?
We're not terribly far off, but it's definitely found in nature.
A stick?
No.
Chalk?
Aaron, you are very hot.
Lead?
Coal?
This is something the chalk would go on to.
A chalkboard?
Yes.
Granite?
No. This is also a magazine, I believe.
Oh, highlights.
It's
paper. Life, people.
Highlights. Who?
Penthouse Hustler. Playboy? What other magazines?
You think
there?
Hustler can only be found in nature? Well, actually, in the forest, there is a little
what
pile of
what are chalkboards made out of?
Probably a few different things nowadays, but there's a little thing. Starts with an S.
Slate.
Slate. You got it. Aaron got it. Slate.
Day of night.
I win.
Wait, does Aaron win? Addle. Tell
wins.
Me I didn't just lose the whole thing.
I'm so sorry. Aaron wins. And of course, the prize on this show is JPC loses everything.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start packing up.
We've got a
Slur,
tow truck taking
Playboy,
your house away.
Penthouse.
Let's go on to the next riddle here.
Yeah, let's.
Is Slate's a magazine, right? What is it, a music magazine? No, Slate. That's Spin. What's Slate?
I know. Isn't Slate
know.
A website? Like, isn't...
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Which
yeah.
is, websites are basically...
Nature's magazine.
Magazines that are in the air around us,
mm-hmm,
in the ether,
mm-hmm.
floating.
I think also doesn't... Is Slate a podcast? I think Slate does podcasts,
must
too.
Be. Yeah, I bet yeah. it does.
I bet it does.
I bet it does.
With that attitude, I bet it does.
Thriving on a rainy day, among the things that decay, has not root, nor leaf, nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed. What this? Thriving
fast.
On a rainy day, among the things that decay, has not root, nor leaf, nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed.
Is this a worm?
Worm?
I heard two words at the same time. I couldn't make out either.
Aaron said shrimp, and I said worm.
Oh.
I said storm, and he said worm.
So a portmanteau of storm and worm would be storm.
Storm?
I think.
Or worm.
it's not storm or worm. I think, well, both are not terribly bad. I think worm is probably closer, definitely proximity-wise.
Addle, Slate
yes.
is an online magazine.
Fuck
so we were
yeah.
both right. Mm. We were
Fuck
both right.
yeah, that's what
it's
it was.
It's both a website and a magazine.
Hell yeah.
Which is closer?
Probably a worm. A worm probably dances around these things. Thriving on a rainy day among the things that decay.
The bones of my enemy.
These things would grow in the bones of your enemy.
A flower?
Kind of. A bad flower.
It's not a weed, because didn't you say weed?
Yes. Thriving on a rainy day among the things that decay has not root nor leaf nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed. So what if you put a bunch of shit out or dead bodies, these things are going to probably pop up.
Oh, are these mogots? Are these mogots?
They're not. And JPC, I know what mogots are, but for anyone out there who doesn't know what mogots are, they are...
Mogots are little creepy crawlies that turn into flues.
Like Smurfs.
Yeah. We are the mogots. We live in dead bodies.
They were canceled after a pilot episode. They're like, kids are crying.
It technically, they made the pilot episode, but then they found out that the only reason it was greenlit was because the executive who greenlit it was coked out of his mind.
This is great. Kids lead the
mogots. Kids are going to love the mogots. Is it maggots?
It's not maggots.
Thank God, because I hate saying that word.
I think I thought these things growing in like shit and stuff was maybe a more well-known thing. This
mushrooms?
Is JPC, say that again.
Is it mushrooms?
Say it a third time.
Fungus.
In the mirror.
No, I don't want to. I don't know what will happen, but I don't want to.
It is mushrooms.
Were you trying to get me to summon another devil? You're always getting me to summon these devils.
Mushroom devil. Aaron, you're also right with you said fungi, fungus?
Yes.
This is why I don't fuck with fungus, because it grows on the poo-poo.
So mushrooms don't have seeds. They procreate by spreading spores. I guess spores are like plant STDs. They procreate by spreading spores that in the right conditions will grow into new mushrooms. They have root-like appendages called mycelium that help the organism to absorb moisture and other nutrients.
This is just a science question. I would like to see a seed.
Isn't there like a forest that's one big mushroom because all the mycelium connects
together?
Yes,
it's the biggest living organism.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But that's not. It's kind of cheating to be like, the biggest living organism is this forest. It's like, well,
hey, trust me, kind of cheating still counts because you get a partner really
upset. So that's what Brian didn't want you to talk about on the show.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Yes.
You two are mushrooms and you're trying yourselves for the first time and getting high.
I'm bored.
You know what we could do?
I don't want to do that again.
No. Hear me out.
I don't want to go knocking on trees and then running away. That felt bad.
No, we can do this from right here. We don't have to move at all.
Okay.
Why don't we lick each other?
Ah.
You lick the top of my cap, I lick the top of your cap, and we just kind of see what happens, you know?
I'm intrigued.
Can okay, good.
Same time? Same lick, same time?
Full disclosure?
Yeah?
When you were taking a nap like 3 hours ago, I did it. I licked the top of your head. I'm fully gone right now. I'm lost in the woods.
Full disclosure?
Uh-huh.
After you licked the top of my head, I licked the top of your head. I am freaking out.
Okay, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I think I am upside down. I think my cap is on the ground and my mycelium are in kind of the air. Kind of just hanging and dangling.
Uh-huh. Full disclosure. I died 300 years ago. Hey, man.
Full disclosure.
Something smells like Christmas. Could I have a cup of whatever you're brewing?
Oh, you're back? My brother is back home. I got you a present. Wait, who are you? Oh my God.
Someone's
in the house.
Just give me some of that coffee.
Whoa. Did you just see a coffee commercial?
Full disclosures.
Crystal full disclosures.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
Hey, did you hear that?
That's just two guys at a music festival. That was not mushrooms at all. That was just two guys
at
a music festival.
That audio was from two men at a music festival.
That is found footage from Riot Fest 2015.
Riot Fest. Let's get on to our next riddle. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, encloses everything? I like this riddle a lot. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, enclosing everything.
Enclosing everything.
Is it and closing everything or enclosing?
Enclosing. Enclosing everything.
And it has wheels.
It has wheels, but never wings. But it does travel by air, land, and sea.
Now, Aaron, do you think he's saying whales and he's just fucking up how he says it? It has whales,
yes,
but not wings? Okay, gotcha.
What wheels, has wheels?
W-H-A-L-E-S. Wheels. Hot whales leading the way. Why did I do a wolf sound for a whale?
I don't know, but
that scared everyone.
Hold on. Orcas are the whales of the wolves.
What is happening to you?
Hey, man, are you here?
Orcas are the wolves. Do you need someone to take over being Old Man Puzzles? I'm worried about you, man.
No, I got it.
Okay. It doesn't have wings.
Yeah.
And it encloses everything.
That's what the riddle says.
What does that mean, Aaron? Encloses everything.
Yeah, it has wheels?
Mm-hmm.
It says it often has wheels, so right? Often?
Doesn't always.
And here's something I just learned. I literally learned this yesterday and it blew my mind. We went to the moon, I believe 25 years before we put wheels on this thing. And that blows my mind. That we were so focused on getting it to space, we couldn't put wheels on this thing that everyone who's ever used one is like, I wish this had fucking wheels.
Okay, so it's a thing that doesn't have... Is this like... Would this be... No, I was going to say...
Sneakers.
Sneakers? This thing probably encloses sneakers, depending.
This thing encloses sneakers?
Well, it encloses everything. And probably, not literally everything. Not like the moon and the stars, but sneakers for sure.
Yeah.
Air?
You might get some air in it, yeah. There's always air in it, probably.
There's always air in it. Would this be a tire?
No.
Because tires have wheels inside of them, and a wheel is not a tire.
You're getting too deep.
But it encloses everything. So this is something that like goes over the outside of something, right?
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, we're so close.
Oh, no, we're so close.
No, I'm
working
so sorry.
So hard. I've been all my progress. Let me save my file.
Well, mix up all the jigsaw pieces.
He just unplugged it. He just pulled the plug out of the wall.
Oh,
all my progress.
Love to
now, that's a whale noise. That was a great sound. Casey, clip that, make that my ringtone. I do want to see a scene. The two of you are cavemen.
Okay.
And you have invented the tire before you invented the wheel, but you don't know what to do with a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Tensile strength. Keep all rubber together.
Can I show you something?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Just pontificating in my cave.
I invented a new kind of clothes. Walks out wearing a tire.
You look like, and this is compliment because of your blue eyes.
Yes.
The Michelin Man? You get that reference?
Not yet.
You will. Wink. At the future. Licks mushroom. What you call this new clothes?
Well, I'm very tired after making it, so a skirt? No, a tire. Wait, oh no, I'm falling on my side. I'm rolling down the hill because of my new clothes.
He banged so many time on hill, surely he did. Run downhill, run downhill.
Oh, hear me just eating delicious roast duck at this 2 Michelin star cave.
Knocks you over?
Oh no. Rolled right through best restaurant in all of caveman times.
Sane. Can you imagine how long newspapers took to hammer out during those days?
Yeah, God.
Aaron?
Yes?
They certainly could have used Slate magazine back then.
Oh, Slate magazine? That clearly was invented by cavemen.
Yeah, caveman magazine.
Here's what I'll say. JPC and Aaron, two of the best things I've heard ever on a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. Slate magazine invented by cavemen. And two, a person saying, I invented clothes, and then saying, come out wearing a tire. Wearing a tire, clothes. I mean,
I know it's
that's
right
good word.
A tire, yeah, a tire.
That was fantastic.
But I also like how you didn't get to it from a tire. You got to it because you were tired.
I'm a tired. Yeah. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, enclosing everything. So let's drop the enclosing. It encloses everything that's in it, but to say it encloses everything is misleading. Like, again, it encloses what you want it to enclose.
A suitcase.
Aaron, it's a suitcase.
Whoa.
They didn't invent, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard they didn't invent suitcases with wheels until like 1970. And we put a man on the moon in, I want to say, 1843?
Yeah, it was about 1843. It was right before the Civil War.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are at the airport at baggage claim, and you're both grabbing for the same suitcase because your suitcases look alike.
Got it.
Hey, man, can you step back?
Oh.
You don't have to stand that close to the thing. You go close when your bag is, when you see your bag, walk close, but otherwise you can hang back and create more room for other people.
So, sorry, did you see your bag? Did you need to get ahead?
Excuse me?
Did you see your bag, so that's why you need to get ahead of me?
No, I just wanted, I got angry and I wanted to get ahead of you to make a point.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, sorry. I wish I could keep this going, but here is my duffel bag.
Actually my duffel bag.
Huh.
I'm the only one that has a navy blue duffel bag. Surely
okay,
this is my duffel bag.
There it goes back into the behind the scenes.
Well, when we both went to grab for it, we grabbed each other's hands, and now we're shaking hands, and now we're stuck in this. I want to say aggressive handshake.
Yeah, this is okay. You're tightening your grip. I'm going to tighten my grip.
I'm not tightening my grip. I'm responding to you tightening your grip.
I'm not tightening my grip. You're forcing my hand.
I am not tightening my grip. My hand is as loose as it could possibly be.
I am pleased to meet you.
Why do you think that was your bag and not my bag?
Because I went to Dick's Sporting Good 3 months ago to buy this blue duffel bag, and they only had one in stock.
I work at Dick's Sporting Good, and I got that before anyone else even had the opportunity to purchase them because they were flying off the shelf.
Oh my God. Oscar?
Wait a second. Dan?
I can't believe it's you. I didn't even recognize you.
Is it possible if we just stop squeezing each other? We know each other. There's no reason for this. I'm squeezing even harder.
Two local men found exploded by each other at the airport today. We're going to Jeffrey, who's live on the scene. Jeffrey?
Thank you, Diane. Hold on.
Yes. I'm Jeffrey.
This is my job.
I am in charge of reporting here. That's Diane. She's
in charge. This is my
job. Oh, I was hoping that would happen, and it did. I love improv. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You're exploding.
All right, so you're telling me you don't want to do your Disney show. That's not something that you want to do.
I can show you the news. Shimmering sideways in weather.
All right.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we have to take a break. Aaron, you have a lot of work to do writing this show.
You have to pee?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That was...
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin, Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Addle.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Addle, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Addle, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Addle.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying.
I'd love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Addle, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
We're running.
Welcome back to the podcast. And of course, we have our first guest. Our first guest put our podcast to the test. He's a local cartoonist with the news. He does the sketches. Yeah, he draws them head to tail. Oh, yeah, did guess. Here's our guest.
Lumiere, he's stuck in traffic. We're going to need you to vamp.
Oh, my fuck. Oh, shit. No. That is all out the window. I can only do this one song and they know. Do we have some ads? Can we cut to ads? Go to ads. Cut to ads. Let's do ads.
Lumiere, no one listens to this.
Not even.
We don't have ads.
Can we?
You could do some ads on spec, Lumiere, if you wanted to.
Yankee Candles. If you're looking to impress someone this Christmas, buy Yankee Candles. Okay, let me try another one. Blue Chew. Are you having trouble with your wick? Blue Chew will keep your flame going all night.
Why is that top of mind for you, Lumiere?
It happens to a lot of guys.
Well, welcome back from the break, everybody. That actually wasn't Lumiere. That was Adel.
I think this thing has legs.
Aaron, no. What are you doing? Lumiere does not have legs. He's a candlestick.
Well, yeah, but he has a dick? What are we talking about?
Oh, he has a wick. I said wick.
Whoa, is that what John Wick stands for? Whoa.
John Wick's Lumiere.
Licks mushroom. It goes upside down.
Did you hear that?
All right, Fest.
More riddles, please.
Oh, Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, do you have a podcast?
What is Augustus Gloop from?
What do you think Augustus Gloop is from?
Augustus Gloop? Is it Willy Wonka?
Are you reviewing drinking chocolate rivers from around the world? Let's do another riddle here. A sound that delights or one that bothers, depending on how it's placed among its sisters and its brothers.
Like a piano key.
Pretty much. A little more
on a guitar.
You can zoom out a little bit. A little more macro.
Is this just a note? A note?
It's a musical note.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That one a little too on the nose, I think, for that one.
Okay. Huh. Well, let me find this one. What pees when it poops upside down 23. 4 months have I, but only 20 teeth.
We've done this one.
It's Adel.
You gotta find some bullshit riddles here.
Because that one we've done a thousand times on the show. We've done that one.
Sorry, I just have these good riddles that are easy.
Yeah, actually,
to get.
You did the pees when it poops one on 257.
Red as rust, hard as stone. Put them in a row and call it home.
Roses, baby.
Wow. You live in a rose bed. You sleep in a rose bed, JPZ.
It's a rose bush.
Could you read that again?
Absolutely. Red as rust, hard as stone. Put them in a row and call it home.
So I think that this is a brick, but I take issue with the fact that you could lay down a line of bricks on the ground and be like, we're home.
I think you could.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's a brick.
You think a home has to have a roof?
No.
I guess it does.
I think a home has to have, it does not have to have a roof, but it has to have a wall. And I think a wall isn't a wall unless it's, hot take. how tall to be a wall? I think it has to be at least 4 feet.
Huh. So if an ant builds a home, well, they dig in the ground, never mind. Next riddle. Hey, does anybody like Ben Folds Brick?
Dum, 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 dum,
I mean, I don't think anyone... You're not supposed to like that song.
That's fair.
You're supposed to listen to it and have like an emotional experience. It's probably my favorite song about an abortion.
Oh God.
I think it's the Characters on Netflix. Lauren Lapkus has an episode of The Characters where she's a stripper dancing to that song. And
yes.
It makes
that's
me laugh.
Really
it
funny.
Makes
that's
me laugh very, funny. Very hard. Here's the next one. Speaking of homes. Timid Tom never leaves his house. Some think he's lazy as a louse, but he never sits down nor lays on his back, and he swims quite well, as a matter of fact. This is a fun little, like, nursery rhyme.
Just because he leaves his house doesn't mean he's timid. He probably has arachnophobia, or, you know.
So you think someone doesn't leave their house because of arachnophobia, so spiders, in your mind, can't get inside a home.
The fuck do spiders have to do with anything?
Oh, he's afraid of nice racks. Timid Tom never leaves his house. Some think he's lazy as a louse, but he never sits down nor lays on his back, and he swims quite well, as a matter of fact.
So is Timid Tom a organic being, or is Timid Tom like a concept?
Hey. I'm thinking like a cuckoo
man,
clock.
We're all organic beings.
cuckoo clock.
Like something like that.
Okay.
Can swims on its back?
He never sits down nor lays on his back. But he swims quite well, as a matter of fact. So he's never on his back.
Yeah, so I was like, if it's a being, because I was thinking, is it like water through the pipes or something like that? That like never, but no, that leaves the house because it would go through the sewer, so that's nothing.
So
it swims on his, swims. Swims
so I
swims,
think,
swims.
JPC, to answer your first question, this is an organic being.
Okay.
And think about something organic that maybe never leaves its house. Now, of course, to you, a house is... a 4 foot wall.
Oh, and that's it.
Hermit crab.
Or turtle.
Very close. Ooh, someone said it.
Turtle?
It's turtle.
Yes.
Tom is a turtle. He never leaves his house. He never sits down or lays on his back. Well, he would die. And he swims quite well, as a matter of fact.
I think it's fucked up to call a turtle shell their house. That's some like, like fucking like. Erasure of like homeless turtles or whatever. They're just like, no, turtles have houses. They live on their back. And they're like, take care of these fucking turtles. They pay their taxes. They deserve
they're unshelled.
Also, giving life. Someone a house tour is so invasive. You're asking someone to look inside you.
Yeah.
Well, that's
this
what
is the bathroom. This is the kitchen.
Aaron, that was going to be my scene. I do want to see a scene.
Oh.
Aaron, you are a turtle. JPC has answered your ad in the newspaper for a new roommate, and he is moving into your home.
Hey, so just take off your shoes before you crawl up my butt. and
yeah,
then
absolutely,
we'll get the
yeah.
tour started.
Your house rules are house rules. Okay, so I'm just going off what I read from the listing. The listing said this was a two-bedroom, two-bath?
Yes, two-bedroom, two-bath,
okay.
One heart, two lungs, three stomachs. I don't know,
sure.
I didn't take... biology recently.
Okay, and then like utilities. How
you're tickling it's ticklish. You're tickling me.
I'm just that's a finger. I only got a finger. I'm sorry.
It tickles.
Have you ever had a roommate before or
no.
Why?
I can't afford to be me anymore.
Sure.
Myself.
No, yeah, I know. It's hard at that. It's exactly why I'm looking, you know, to split all the costs with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I know, because I have, like, some habits that might be, like, a little weird. Is it cool if I bring leaves and twigs and, like, little clods of dirt back to the house?
Yeah, but I mean, you need to help. I think that we should sort of like share digestion. So when I'm eating like big things of lettuce, super slow, you will also help sort of manage. I mean, if I'm going to be eating sticks, you know?
Oh, no, the sticks are not for eating. I'm sorry. That's just kind of like my stuff. Like the stuff that I have, like it's just like sticks and twigs and little clods of dirt.
Right. But if it's in here, then it's technically like in me, like it's in
yeah.
my body. So like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. We can kind of address that. What about am I cool to bring... women over to
Oh my God, yeah, totally. I mean, I will be here the whole time.
Sure.
How do you feel about me racing rabbits?
Yeah, I mean,
you're not going to be along for the ride.
Yeah, I think it's like, that's chill as long as like we're not like going too far from like where I work, which is a tree, and kind of where I forage, which is also a tree. And
you're a human man, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what it said in the email.
You know how sometimes you'll be, I know this doesn't happen often, but maybe you're in like a fight, like someone did something, someone spills a drink on you in a bar and then shoves you or something, and you get, you start to talk back to them.
Situation.
You start to talk back to them to be like, what the fuck? And you can't, you're not at your best in terms of like mental jabs or comebacks. I feel like the opening line of take off your shoes before you get in my ass, I feel like that's something I would say when I don't have my, you know, like I can't pull the sharpest line.
Why don't you take off your shoes before I climb in your butt? What?
What?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm just going to.
Hey, man, let's.
Let's just
shake hands and walk away.
Okay, okay,
man.
Let's just,
you're squeezing really hard,
hands?
Man. Shake hands, man.
Take off your shoes before you crawl in my ass.
My butt.
Patty is covered all over with scales. She and her sisters hang from their tails. Children are glad when they can be found, and with sticky fingers, pull them down.
Icicles.
It's not icicles. Icicles aren't covered with scales, famously.
What area of the country did you grow up in? Because I grew up in dragon cold country.
Patty Children is covered have... all over with scales. She and her sisters hang from their tails. Children are glad when they can be found, and with sticky fingers, pull them down. Here's what I'll say. Everything in this checks out, except I don't know if this is like old timey in terms of like kids love pulling these things down. I've never in my life fucking seen anyone pull one of these down. I've seen them on the ground before, but I've never seen someone pull them down and be delighted by it.
Oh, okay. So this is sticky fingers. This made me think pine cone.
It is a pine cone or pine cones because they're all sisters.
I will say that I used to, growing up in my grandparents' yard, they had one of those like big, you know, coniferous trees that grew pine cones, and it was so tall and you could climb the hell out of it because it had so many like branches, and when you were little, you could like support your weight on them. And we used to climb pretty far up and we would love to pull the pine cones down. But
what
I do remember getting off of the tree and your hands would be so fucking sticky because
like
the whole tree was just covered in sap.
I never knew that that was like a joyous activity, plucking pine cones.
This is when you're at your grandparents' house. So they don't have a Nintendo.
They have a cricket board.
Yeah.
Expired cereal.
And they tell you to play in the yard. And they're like, we'll set up the like croquet set. And I'm like,
what?
I'm eight. I'm not playing fucking croquet. Like,
I'm
going
to use the croquet stick to hit a tree to get the bark off.
Yeah. I'll take the hammer. Can I walk around the yard with the hammer, Grandpa?
I'll be inside watching Matlock. Do what you will. Here's some fun little factoids.
Uh-huh.
The scaly pine cones that you easily observe hanging from a tree are the females. The male cones are much harder to spot and less wood-like. That's
interesting.
Also, if you research the etymology of the word cone, you will find that it comes from the Greek word, abacus and delicus.
Ice cream.
It comes from the Greek word conus, which actually means pine cone or ice cream. And that's kind of fun.
Oh, would you guys eat pine cone ice cream?
Absolutely.
I'd try it.
I'd try it for sure. It tastes like
Sounds
camping.
Sounds like syrupy,
You both would try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would too. If Jenny's ice cream came out with like pine cone maple delight, you would be
You'd be in line.
Okay, well, I didn't say pine cone maple delight because two of those words sound pretty good. I've had maple and I've had delight before, and I like those things. But if it was just pine cone ice, because I'd have like pine cone chocolate peanut butter blast or whatever. Fine, why not? But just pine cone ice cream? No, thank you.
You're not thinking clearly, man. You would.
I'm too far off that ice cream. I got to get back.
Would you eat moss flavored ice cream?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it flavored like the guy from the IT crowd?
Yeah.
Richard Iodé, right?
Richard Iodé. Twin faces with vertical eyes donned expressions of surprise. Frightened, I struck one carelessly and was filled with negative energy. If these faces you happen to see, be as careful as you can be.
Kryptonite?
Lightning, magnets.
Someone said kryptonite. Somebody said lightning and magnets. Put those all together and you have
Science!
Science!
Dead Captain Planet.
Dead Captain Planet? Captain Planet also allergic to kryptonite.
Yeah. I think all the big guys are.
Yeah.
Any strong big guy, absolutely. Not from this planet, absolutely allergic to kryptonite.
It would be so funny for Captain Planet to just casually slip that he's also from Krypton. They're like, yeah, but like, you don't have the same powers as Superman. Like, Superman doesn't need five people with a ring to summon him. He's like, yeah, I know, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
I do want to see a scene.
We're cousins.
JBC, you and I are planeteers.
How many scenes, listeners, how many scenes have we done where we're planeteers on this show? It's got to be, it's less than five. No, it's more than five and less than 10.
That could be anything we've covered. I want to see a scene. JBC, you and I are planeteers. Yeah. We summon Aaron, who's Captain Planet. And people always want to know, where is Captain Planet when he's not being summoned? So we summoned you while you were in the middle of doing something that you didn't want to be summoned during.
There have to be Zoomers listening to this show that are like, was Captain Planet like really important to like the jitters?
No.
Captain America?
Okay.
Well, there's only two of us left, so let's combine our powers.
Yeah.
Broccoli. Okay,
so I got to get the other rings from our deceased members on my finger.
Okay, and thanks for bringing me in. I know Broccoli's not like a, I know it's like not one of the big six, but
we're down to bare bones. We've been targeted. They've been really coming at us. Okay, you start again. We have to do it in the right order.
Yeah, it also sucks that I don't know if you know Claire, but Claire has vegetables, which is like pretty good. Like and I feel like for someone to get vegetables and then for me to get specifically broccoli.
Well, you didn't hear Claire got assassinated. Yeah, so she's gone.
I'm sorry, I smiled.
Look, I know that you and Claire had bad blood, but yeah, she's gone. So like broccoli.
Do you have her ring or?
Yeah, I have her ring. So okay. You do broccoli.
Broccoli.
Vegetables.
Heart, wind, fire, earth. Oh.
Kim, please take me back. Please, Kim. I won't cheat again. I'm so sorry, Kim.
Captain Planet.
Kim, I'm serious. Please,
you're
I'm
naked.
A small little baby. Kim,
you're...
please, I'm a baby. Kim, I'm so small. And
Captain Planet,
you're naked.
I don't control my brain. It just does what it does, Kim. Please. Whoa. Hey guys. Hey.
Sinister sludge has polluted the river again. Can you take care of it?
What's going on? All of your clothes are like strewn about on the ground. There's a suitcase. It looks like a guitar.
Your mascara is running.
Captain, I'm hearing Captain Sludge. Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Oh, Sinister Sludge.
Sinister
You're
Sludge.
Captain Planet.
Sorry. I was sort of in the middle of something.
Hey, you know what?
Sinister Sludge.
We'll get it. No, we'll get
river,
it. Hey, Captain,
the river.
We'll get it, right?
Do you need help clearing this stuff up?
I got it. Hold on.
This looks like an engagement ring. Captain Planet, is this an engagement ring on the ground
here? Don't cry. Don't cry.
Purple tears? That kind of makes it worse.
No. I'm good.
Hey. Just sit down on the stump. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to solve anything right now. Do you want to...
No.
It's turning
my
finger...
No, we do have to solve something. Kim...
It's turning my finger green, Captain Planet. Is this a knockoff? Is this a fake?
I thought you had money. Why did I think you were rich?
My mistress robbed me of the real engagement ring. I couldn't afford another one. But Kim doesn't even get it. That means I love her.
Your mistress?
Cheating on someone, not telling them, and them finding out means you respect and love them.
How is
that
good
means
for
I'm
the
a good guy. I'm
How's
a good guy.
Planet?
I don't
because
see you like this.
I get to sort of do whatever I want without any consequences. Isn't that good? Isn't that good for everybody?
Captain, can you just put like your hands on your hips and then like fly away and solve the problem that we mentioned?
I miss Kim. Can we call
her? Would it be? Oh, should we?
Okay,
Captain Planet, you're pretty drunk.
Give me your phone.
Okay, yeah, here.
You seem pretty drunk. Phone.
Pick up.
Hello?
Kim?
No, it's not Kim. It's her brother.
Oh no.
Is this Captain Planet?
No.
Yes, it is, you son of a bitch.
No, please, Kim, put Kim on the phone. I'm a good guy. I'm a little baby guy.
Oh, you're a good guy? If I ever see you around Kim again, I'm going to cover you in fucking sinister sludge.
No. Wait a minute.
What?
No, don't pretend you're going through a tunnel. We got him.
Oh, you're breaking
scene.
Up.
Wow, it was all a ploy by Captain Planet to the.
No, he cheated on him. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. But Sinister Sludge is no saint.
My mistress robbed me. Let's solve this last riddle real quick. Twin faces with vertical eyes, donned expressions of surprise. Frightened, I struck one carelessly and was filled with negative energy. Not really a rhyme. If these faces you happen to see, be as careful as you can be. So clearly, this is something.
A magnet.
Clock's in the right realm. It's a non-organic, unnatural thing.
Is it like a battery?
Very close.
Both sides of the battery.
Positive, negative charge.
Yeah.
Very, very close. But this is like something that has energy that looks like it has a little face.
And oh, is this is an electrical outlet?
This is an electrical outlet.
Wow.
This is a good riddle.
Yeah. And this is a good lesson for kids.
Don't
try
put
to
a
find
fork
the
in
electrical
an
outlets in your house and see what you can
in
feel
there.
Inside of them.
Put a fork. That's where the expression comes from. Put a fork in it, and then the person goes, "I'm done.
I'm dead."
While my third grade teacher was reading to us, there used to be like outlets in the ground.
Oh, okay.
And I was sort of like playing around, and I got curious, and I stuck my finger in as far as I could to the outlet, and it shocked me so bad, and I felt it go up from my finger to this part of my brain, from like my right pointer finger to the left top part of my brain, and I swear to God, I don't think I've ever told anyone this.
Did you smell
cooked I got
steak?
Worse at math after that. I was so good. I was freakishly good at math up until like third, fourth grade, and I literally felt it.
280, and we figured it out. So it took us 280 episodes, but we got there.
Felt the shock go from the bottom right part of my neck up through, I felt it go to that top part of my brain, and I genuinely think.
Aaron,
Casey, just mark this as the point where it explains
we solved
everything that happened.
This therapy experiment is over. Aaron, you're cured.
So we got there.
I do think, I genuinely, there was like a before time and an after time of like my personality and what I
does
was
does anyone
like.
Else want to share any pivotal trauma that may have caused them to be, I'm good too.
I love the way you tell the story is almost like, the electricity had a destination.
Truly, it found the math. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Kill all logic. Make her insufferable.
Aaron,
zap her math.
We are going to spend a full Patreon episode unpacking this. But for now, we do have to move on because we have
it
a
is
voice.
What it is.
We have a new voicemail. And actually, to play us into the new voicemail, we have a new voicemail theme. Casey?
You know what we did today? We played through some scenes and we solved a couple riddles. We heard some funny ads jam-packed in the middle. The show's about done, so we pick it up next week. But before we go, why don't we let our idiots speak? Let's ride some voicemail waves for a while. Kick it just a little 805 Riddleman style. Call in with your questions or maybe just vent. Surf's up, my guy, 100%. Okay, wait a minute. I think I actually screwed up. Is it 1-805-RIDDLE-1? I think you might need a 1 in the front. Does it matter? I don't know. You'll let me know.
And you let us know, listener. Try it without the one. Try it with the one. Send us
that
a voicemail.
That was amazing.
This has to be the same person who did a lot of other fucking awesome songs we got. This is the Bloodhound Gang, right?
This is the Bloodhound Gang Zone. Jesse Bloodgood. Thank you so much, Jesse. If you
Incredible.
Have a voicemail theme to submit to the show, hrpodcast@gmail.com. Try to keep it around 30 seconds. And if you have a voicemail to send, 1-805-RIDDLE-1 is the number. And you can send us a voicemail. Again, try to keep it for about 30 seconds.
GPC, I've got a quick question before Casey plays his voicemail.
Uh-huh.
Have you been withholding voicemails from us? Am I getting compliments over voicemail? Are people calling and like telling you that they have a crush on me or telling you that I'm very meaningful to them and you're just not sending these voicemails along?
Not a lot of people, no. Pretty...
oh, Aaron.
Pretty much radio silence on that front.
My champagne flute just cracked. Casey, why don't you go ahead and play that voicemail?
Hey, Adel. Hey, Aaron. Hey, JPC. Hey, so I work a job with a drive-thru and I wear the headset. And the other day, a friend called me out and said, you know, you use a lot of the same phrases over and over when you're taking orders and you resemble a soundboard. And without even thinking, I said back, surfed up my guy 100% and I got out of it. Got out of it. Anyway, I was wondering what other Aaronisms do you guys maybe use in your day-to-day life? Anyway, cheers.
Wow, Aaron, that was a compliment.
Two mentions of surfs up 100% in the theme and in the...
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And you could tell, I mean, they didn't say it, but you could tell from their voice, they had a crush on you.
Aaron,
I think so.
That's a lot of Aaronisms to be putting out into the world. You got to feel pretty great about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, my life is a prison of Aaronisms in which I cannot escape. It's hell to be me. I zapped my brain and I can't do math. Do you use any Aaronisms?
I constantly tell people that I'm going to be 15 minutes late because a evil scientist has destroyed my internet. So I use that pretty frequently.
I've done that maybe once, maybe twice.
With
they cut off our internet for anything these days.
And Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and say that I will be using electricity zap my brain and I can't do math for the rest of my life now. I will be using that phrase. I zap my brain and I can't do math. I zap my brain and I can't do math.
I do think another favorite Aaronism of mine is if in any context, if I hear someone say, well, 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 I hear it in Coco Cashmere's voice. I hear the well, well, well. I do hear that very, very frequently. I can't remember. And Aaron, I'm so sorry if I get this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, are you the one who's like always talking about how you want to like fuck a dog and punch a police horse? Is that
no? That's you. That's
okay.
You.
And so never mind
blank,
on that one.
We can still get you pregnant. Is both of you raccoon stuff? Is you
okay?
So I guess I've made no impression on these guys at all. And
well.
Yeah, I say surfs up my guy 100%. I didn't say it before the moment I said it on the show. You heard the first time I had ever said that. And now that Casey plays it so often, it pops in my head pretty often.
So it's really Casey's fault that we have Aaronisms.
Yeah, clip it. Casey, clip it. Also, it was in my head. Surfs up my guy 100%. Thank you, Aaron.
Now, Aaron, are you the one that does the scream that ended your political career?
No, that is Howard Dean.
I
thought that was you.
We've been doing this podcast for a long time. I don't know which one is which between Aaron and Howard Dean.
I get that. That's a compliment to me. He also zapped his brain.
Is Howard Dean still alive? And do you think he would do the show?
I would love if he did the show.
If we tricked him.
No, I don't want to trick him. I just want to say hi.
So here's what we do. We tell him, we say, will you come on Lumiere's Talking Politics podcast?
Yes.
He's still alive. He's 74.
Lumiere's 74?
We can tell him that we want to talk to him about how he, and this is true, revolutionized individual donors like from the internet. That was all Howard Dean. Like that is how people raise money nowadays for political campaigns. But before Howard Dean, that operation was not in existence. Now, he wasn't directly in charge, but he had a team. But we could talk. I would love to talk to him about that.
He hasn't been governor of Vermont since like 2003. What is he doing now? How do we get in touch with him?
I think he works for Slate Magazine.
All right, Riddiots, do your thing out there. Everybody, reach out to Howard Dean and tell him to do a riddle podcast.
I bet you anything, Howard Dean has like a cousin whose niece listens to this show.
Sure.
I would genuinely love if he came on the show. Love.
Can you imagine being Howard Dean? Your political ambitions are over, ruined, because of a little scream you made, because you got excited once. Can you imagine sitting on the couch in 2016? And someone's like, I could go out on the street and kill someone and people.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what is happening? How is no
I know.
One
I wish
him?
Someone had made a documentary about him from 2016 through 2020 of like, can you even handle this?
Can you imagine getting excited once and air escapes your lungs a little too quickly because you got excited and for 3 seconds. And then suddenly someone comes to your door and says, it's over. It's all over. Nobody likes you. No one wants to ever see you again.
So I guess to answer the listener who submitted the question.
Yeah.
I guess we could try to get Howard Dean on the show.
Yeah.
But do we think that Casey could avoid using the Howard Dean scream drop for a whole episode? Because we simply couldn't use that while he's here. It would be too embarrassing.
We would have to tie Casey's hands behind his back for his own good.
Here's the thing. Here's what would happen. I would be able to resist it, but JPC would use his and blame me over and over again.
You are 100% right, Casey.
Casey! One more and you're fired. Okay.
You did it to yourself, Casey.
Anything to plug?
Anything to plug. Oh, boy. That's a big ask. No. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
No.
JPC, do you have JPC anything to plug?
I do have something to plug. You can always listen to our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Some great stuff over there. We're close to our stretch goal to have a Columb bonus episode featuring Anthony Birch. It's a very funny episode. We can't wait for you to hear it. And I also have a review to read. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews, and I might read yours. Hey, today I'm reading Mega Guy X's review, titled, "I Can't Believe This. I work in a small shop, and when I asked the customer for a name for her order, she told me her name was Sandy. I felt the incredible urge to imitate your classic goofy line," Aaron, this is another one of yours, "and almost lose my composure as the customer stared at me. I may be losing my mind listening to you guys, but it has been the most enjoyable experience I've had in a long time with podcasts. Keep up the good work. Love you guys. Thank you so much, Mega Guy X." And Adel, you want to give Mega Guy X something special?
I do. We know that you're Speed Racer's brother. The jig is up. No one's fooled by your helmet or your outfit. And hey, anytime you have the urge to say, "Sandy," please go ahead and give us a big Sandy.
Amen.
And Aaron, speaking of a big sandy planet somewhere out there in the sky, you had one off the top of your dome, right?
A Jupiter.
This is Fifo signing off for another podcast with Fifo Ever.
I would listen to that. I would be a patron of that.
And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Draculas and Cthulhus. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox where we're answering your questions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.